Blessed for his mighty mercies today, and his kindness and his love kindness toward me. For a wretched thing undone, and he begotten me to the hope, the calling, the Messiah, which is our hope. We, through the Spirit, do wait on the promise of the hope of your way. And I bless him for that. I do thank him for all things. For he works all things well after his own counsel. And that's good. And I'm very thankful. So it makes a difference what kinds of accolades you speak toward me. Whether I'm a good man, that makes no difference. Whether I'm a ruthless man, that makes no difference. Whether I'm a kind man, it makes no difference at all. I know one thing, that I've been called and ordained of him. And that's all that matters to me. How do you know that? Because I have the word of Yahweh in my soul. And it's like a pure fire. And it brings reverence unto him and his name, that we may love his name. Not some pagan formalities or pagan identities. But that is his name. Yahweh. It's not Jesus. It's not Lord. It is Yahweh. That is the Father's name. And the Son talks about his Father. Somewhere he will mention his name. His name is not Lord God. It ain't not God. It's Yahweh. That is his name. And Messiah didn't speak English. And he didn't speak Greek. He spoke Hebrew. And he identified his Father. And that is his name. And in that name is the strength and the power of the hope of resurrection. As I said to the saints this morning, I read from Galatians, as Paul wrote unto the saints there. This what we call the anointing of Yahweh the Spirit. It is full of folly. It is lies. It is not the truth. It is a false spirit. That's why the minds are not in love with him. That's why there is no fruit bearing. No long suffering. And this trust we call love, it is a lie that has been conjured up by your own deceitful wicked heart. Oh, I know you don't see your own error, as the scripture says. No man understands or sees his own error. And we actually think we love. It's not love. There's a false thing that is based upon emotions, attachments, feelings, and has nothing to do with the authority of Yahweh's truth. None whatsoever. For his truth transcends that emotionalism and the feel that you get. It reveals the power of whom he is and the life of him in a man's soul. That man may represent the kingdom power, for he has the kingdom authority in him. And that is his ra'uh, his spirit, his anointing. It is not this trash, the kodesh, the holy anointing. It's not this trash that people call that. It's been based upon our religious practices. And they've been handed down from generation to generation. You don't have no experience with Yahweh. We can sit here and say we have. When a man has an experience with the Father, it brings about a revolutionary change in his life. We've been on the threshold of religion, and religion never changes a man's soul. It takes the anointing and the firepower of his truth to transform a man. And the law becomes real unto him. It becomes more than words or letters. It becomes spiritual. And when something is spiritual, it animates the life of a person. That is what caused our lives to be animated. It is the spirit that dwells in us. The spirit of man. It causes our lives to be animated that we act like a man. The spirit of a beast. Men today are filled with that beastly spirit. It's not the spirit of Yahweh. And what he must do in this hour, there must be a transformation of the minds of his people. And there must be the mind of Yahshua. It must dwell in us. We have the black minds. We have the white minds. We have the foolish minds. We have the sinful minds. We have the minds of lying and destruction. We don't have the mind of Yeshua. We don't have that mind. Because if you have that mind, then you would love the Father. And you would receive the Father and His truth. And you will obey what the Father says. You will not compromise with your flesh as to what Yahweh says. But you would obey what He says. And He will speak to you by His anointing that the heart is overcharged and filled. And you will know that it is Him. It will not be based upon what you think or what you feel. It's based upon whom He is and the validity of His truth and not your truth. For your truth is full of lies. It's full of deceit. You think you love and your love is full of deceit. You think you're kind and your kindness is full of lies and deceitfulness. We're going to have to get the house ready for Messiah. The anointing of Yahweh to dwell richly and deep in our souls. Now you can look in the mirror as Brother Jermaine told us. And what you need to do is clean the mirror up. And see the reflection of actually who you are. And it doesn't reflect Messiah. It reflects a fleshly man. A carnal-minded woman. That's full of lust and sin. Full of debate and strife. Full of envy and backbiting. Surmising and confusion. That's what the heart is full of today. Full of lust, covetousness, lasciviousness. It has no time for Yahweh. No time for prayer. No time for acknowledging Him. And there certainly is not the voice of thanksgivings unto the mighty King of Israel. It's full of sin. Yahweh warns us. He tells us to beware of things. Now I want to emphasize that to you tonight. You that have ear to hear. Let him hear what the Spirit of Yahweh speaketh unto the house. We, by the power of the Spirit, saints, that's why there's such disillusion today. For they have no law of the Spirit in them. We wait on the promise of the hope by the Spirit. And because there's nothing materializing naturally, we have perceived that there is no revelation or nothing that will hold us dear unto Him. And the reason why? Because we're not walking in the Spirit. We're walking in the flesh. And the flesh is contrary. It's contrary to the things of Yahweh. We must begin to walk in the Spirit as He did with Noah. As He talked to him. As He called a man named Moses. That he was born in a house of Israel. And his mother saw that he was a proper child. What? A discernment of a mother. There were thousands that were killed. But that mother saw that that one had an anointing upon him. Why? Because he was prayed up. She was fasted up. She was not filled with sin and lies. She was not filled with corruption. But she was prayed up. She had cried and lamented. And she saw this one that he was proper. He was one ready for the use of the Father. And she heard him that Pharaoh's daughter said, this is mine. And when Moses came to age, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh. But there was an anointing upon him that Yahweh had placed in that man's soul. That nothing could impede that. Being the son of Pharaoh's daughter, it would have prevented that. It would have circumvented him from walking in that anointing. Now what is causing you and preventing you from walking in that same anointing? Your flesh, your mama, your daddy, your sons, your daughters. That is what's causing you not to walk in the fulfillment of that anointing. And that's why there is not much anointing. You can say out, you can shake all you want to. That is nothing but niggerism and white boyism. It is not the Spirit of Yahweh. And that's the truth. It's not His anointing. It's folly, it's foolishness. Because the holy Ra'ur Yahweh, it is a proper manifestation of Yahweh. And He doesn't jerk and jimmer. He doesn't shake and bump. He leads us to the path of Yahweh's anointing, that His word may fill our hearts, and that we may love the truth when He speaks unto us. Now these things have been passed down.
We have simply received that because we had no anointing to fight against it or to reject it. And so we have received that as proper and right, but it's not the right. If it was right, we would not walk in the sin that we're walking. You will not do the things you do. You will not speak against even Yahweh the way you do. This is a presumptuous generation. It's full of presumption. That's what it is. They despise any kind of government. I don't care what the law is, they despise it. They're a self-willed generation. They're doing their own thing. They speak evil against dignities. They speak evil against Yahweh's ordination of men. That's this generation. And the only ones that are going to escape are those that are filled with the Spirit. If you have not the Spirit of Yahweh, you're none of His. You have not the Spirit of Yahweh, you are none of His. And in this hour, if you've never had anything, you need the anointing of Yahweh. And when a man has the Spirit, the Galatians tells us the manifestation of the power of the Spirit. And you will know you have it. It never said you would twist your mouth and twist your body, but it tells you the power of the fruit that will come forth. And I don't sense much of that today. You can't find much of that. It's not found today. It isn't. I find a manifestation of flesh. You find hatred, variance, all kinds of sin, emulation, strife, sedition, wrath. But you don't find the manifestation of that anointing. You don't have the Spirit of Yahweh. Why? Because Messiah said, I will pray to my Father. Who is His Father? Well, His name is Yahweh. It's not Lord and it's not God. It's Yahweh. It's Yahweh. And He will send you another comforter. He will be with you. And He will guide and lead you into all truth. What's leading you into the path of error? What leads you into the path that you walk in? To rebel against His truth. To despise it. Not to be thankful for His truth. What about His thankful? He acknowledged that you set a man down to a table that satisfies his palate. If he's any kind of a person, he will rise and say, thank you. A very good meal. And so when Yahweh feeds our soul, He wants you to say, thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Good. That's good for my soul. That's what He wants. I want to preach a little while tonight on eternal souls and what is at stake today. And if Messiah is not the life of our souls, then woe unto us. That is the thing that Satan wants above all things. The breath from a man's soul to be very grateful unto the Father. And this generation has moved so far away from Him. The minds are filled with demonic powers. There's very little left of purity today. Sometimes I want to run to the wilderness and hide myself under a gourd or something until Messiah come. That's the truth. But I know my lot in life. And I won't shun that. I won't shun that. That's an easy way out. But I don't want that way out. I want to run with the footmen and the horsemen as well. I want to be able to keep pay. I do. He called me as a young lad. He changed my life. He did all the changing. And I bless Him for that. That I can personally know Him in this hour. And that His name is Yahweh, Sister Dean. It's not a Hebrew name. That's just His name. He talked in Hebrew. And His name is going to be exalted in the heavens. He loves His own name. He does. And this world doesn't know it. I read a survey today that 86% of the people in America believe in God. I have no problems with that. Because I know they do. But they got their own definition of what God and what is His judgment, His ways and His laws. You will find in the midst of congregations a different perspective, a different aspect as to who God is. I know Yahweh, and I believe in Him. And the more I call upon Him, the more He enlightens me and bring that revelation and understanding of whom He is. That it caused my heart to rejoice, to be filled with the fatness of His goodness, that His word comes alive in my soul. And that it began to produce a praise unto Him. And a worship that is pure. That He may receive into His bosom. That is what I want. Now the scripture says, I want to read this because as Paul in Philippians chapter 3, verse 1 through 3. As Paul began to warn the house of Philippi, he knew that they understood doctrine. That they had a knowledge of that. But he knew the incision of darkness and those things that separate them from the power of Yahweh, that they must be warned of. And there is one aspect I want you to beware of. As Paul said, he began to write, finally, this is the last thing I will say to you, saints, at Philippi. He said, finally, the conclusion of the matter, brethren. He said, rejoice in Yahweh. It says in the King James rendition, rejoice in what? In the Lord. Tell me the name of the Lord. That's all I want to know. If He is the Lord, tell me the name. Your husband was a Baal unto you, but he had a name. He was the ruler, but he had a name. He said, the final thing you do in Yahweh, you rejoice. You rejoice in Yahweh. He said, to write the same things to you, to me indeed is not grievous. But for you, it is safe for me to tell you these things. We're in an hour whereby the things that are spoken unto us, they will bring us unto that safe refuge. We need to know the Father today. We need to understand His purpose and His will that He has ordained for our lives. It can't be by some religious feeling. They go to their whole houses for religious feeling and they sin. And they go full throttle back into sin. We must know the truth. We must know the truth because our final destiny will be revealed by truth. And the judgment of Yahweh is full of truth. So he says, finally, my brethren, you rejoice in Yahweh. Let your gladness be in Him. Verse 2, he says, beware of dogs. Now what is a dog? You think he was talking about a four-footed beast? That is not what he was talking about. No, I want to show you what Scripture says of a dog, all right? A dog is a man with his mind that is so impure that nothing is pure. Nothing about Yahweh is pure today. This is a generation that is a beastly one. That there's nothing about Yahweh that calls one to walk with a pure mind, pure spirit. The heart desires to please Him. And He warned us to beware of dogs. Now if all of us know what a dog is, Scripture must tell us what dogs are. He said, beware of dogs and their evil workers. I want to ask you the question, who is He writing to? Was He writing to the masses of those in darkness? Or those that call themselves to be the saints of Yahweh? He's writing to believers. He said, I want you to beware of dogs. These are those that minds are so impure. There's nothing pure about them. Their love is phony. Their hearts are phony. They walk in hypocrisy. And they're not real. And you find that in this whoredom today. You find that in the spirit of whoredom today. There's no genuine love. That's why men can forsake one another so easily. They can betray one another so easily. So he said, beware now. Beware. Watch the dogs. In order for you to know who the dog is, you must know who the dog is. He did not tell them something for them not to watch. Now, I want to define that word beware before I go a little farther. This is what beware is. It is to keep, to guard, to observe. Now, how do you observe unless you know what it is? So he said, observe the dogs to give heed. To give heed to that one. To guard yourself. To keep watch and ward. Protect yourself. Save your life. A watchman. To watch. To observe. To be one's guard. Beware. To keep oneself. To refrain. and to restrain, to keep yourself from it. Now that is what beware is. And Paul said, beware of dogs. Now today we will not call a dog a dog. Now he tells us what dogs are. He tells us the spirit of a dog, what they do. And the scripture is very clear on that. He said, beware of dogs and evil workers and workers or men of confusion. That's our scripture. What a profound warning he gives unto them. As Paul, as historical knowledge tells us, that this was a time that he was in the Roman prison. Now, he was only in prison twice as far as historical facts say. But they're not certain whether he was in prison at this time, but they're almost certain that Paul was in prison at this time when he wrote this letter unto the saints of Philippi. And he warned them, I conclude this letter, that you beware of the dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of concision. He said, for we are the, listen, circumcision, which what? Worship who? Yahweh in spirit, and we do what? We rejoice in Messiah, Yeshua, and we have no confidence in the flesh. Now why do we rejoice in Messiah? Because he is the hope. He has given us hope that there's a promise that we shall see Almighty Yahweh. And that's why we rejoice in Messiah. Our hope is to see the Father. That is our hope, to see the Father. Your hope is to see the Father. When you see the Son in his bright glory of the Father, you will see everything that the Father is, because he is in the Son and his name is in the Son. Apostolic doctrine in Baptist, you got a little bit of every kind of twisted doctrine in you. You got a little apostolic, a little Baptist, a little Methodist. You got your own methods, your own ways. You got a little of the Catholicism. Because of your penance and your works, you think it's going to be right before Yahweh, but it's not, my friend. So you got a little bit of all that trash in you. And all of it must come out. It inhibits you from coming to the presence of Yahweh. When a man touch him, he is a changed man. There's a glory that shines forth from a man's soul. When Moses saw him, his whole countenance changed. Our countenance hasn't changed. Our minds haven't changed. Because we have not truly come in contact with him. We've come in contact with religion. You're trying to take away our faith. I'm trying to show you it's going to take faith to please him. It's going to take that kind of faith. And when Yahweh touches a man, there is a change. There's an inward change. And that inward change is expressed in the natural man. And there's no law in the flesh that can subdue the law of the Spirit that calls us to turn away from his profound truth. He is revealed in the hearts of men because he is his Spirit. Messiah say, I will pray to the Father. He will send you another cup. He will come and dwell in the soul of man. Well, who is he? His name is Yahweh. He's the master of our souls. So Paul said, I want you to guard yourself against dogs. I want you to watch them, observe them, that you may know what a dog is. You may understand the spirit of a dog, and you may keep yourself free from the dogs. Now the scripture talks about those that are metaphors, and those that are literal dogs. But Paul was talking about a metaphor here of a spirit that would be very pertinent in this hour. And you better watch that spirit. You better be aware of that spirit. He said, beware. And want to beware, you must observe. You must give yourself to understand and to know what kind of spirit you're actually dealing with. Final thing, brother, beware of dogs. Beware of dogs. There are many evil workers today. And that's why many of your minds are so twisted today, because of the evil working. And the concision, to cut and to separate. I want to emphasize that you're the spirit of the dogs. Now I'm going to show you what's going to happen. I'm going to show you in a prophecy as Isaiah chapter 56, a profound prophecy that came forth. As Yahweh uttered the voice of the words of his voice into the heart of Isaiah, he began to speak. Isaiah 56 verse 9. Look at what scripture says. He says, all ye beasts of the field, come and devour. You understand what devouring is? If you don't understand that, come and watch the dogs eat. They don't eat, they devour. There's no time to chew. He said, come, beasts of the field, and devour. Listen. He said, yea, all ye beasts in the forest. He's called upon these beast spirits today. This is a natural, but there's a metaphor here, saints. That's why the wisdom of man takes us far away from Yahweh. It is his wisdom and the pleasing thing that pleased him. He has told by the foolishness of preaching to save you that believe. You must believe in his name. Because without believing in his name, there's no validity to him. And that's why we have walked away. We have walked over the years because we have not known the Father's name. And now he wants that revealed so it may be glorified in a body. Like he did with Messiah. He said, you beastly spirits, you come. Is not the anti-Messiah and this beast government, is it not classified as a beast? So they are spirits. He said, come, I want you to come. He said, his watchmen, look now, his watchmen. Today we don't want anyone watching for us. We are our own watchmen. He said, his watchmen, they are blind. And they are ignorant. And they are all dumb dogs. Now that is the profile of a dog. They're blind, they're ignorant, they're arrogant, and they are dumb dogs. They have no knowledge of Yahweh. They have no knowledge of the impending destructions that are coming upon the face of this wicked earth. They love the pleasures of sin more than they love Yahweh. They don't love his truth. He said, they're dumb dogs, those that call themselves shepherds, and you watch your own soul. You watch your mouth, you do all of your watching. So what about if Yahweh speaks to you about your sins? You say, watch it. Watch it. You can sit in your hypocrisy all you want to. You'll say to him, watch it. You're your own watchman. And he said, they're dumb, they're ignorant, and they're greedy dogs. They're greedy. They care about themselves. You want chocolate and dust to eat? They only care about their own bellies. And that's this dog generation. They care only about them and what they want, what they like. They don't care what Yahweh says. They will let him or say to him, be thus cast into hell. That's what a dog is concerned about. He's not concerned about the surroundings, where it came from. That's the spirit of this age. That's the spirit of it. And Yahweh said, I want you to watch them, for they're going to devour one another. You just watch them, and you watch how they do things. He told you to watch the dogs. Beware. You're supposed to watch the dogs. Well, who are they? Anyone that has an impure mind. Your mama, your daddy, your grandmama, it makes no difference at all. You, your wife, your husband. When a man has an impure mind, that one is a dog. When one doesn't delight in the will of Yahweh, that one is a dog. That one is a dog. When their hearts are not satisfied with this truth, that's a dog. Their minds are so impure, to the pure, all things are pure. To those that are defiled and unbelieving, there's nothing pure. So they will speak evil against everything there is. There's no law of righteousness in them. When a man's mind is impure, he cannot see no righteousness, nothing right in anything. And that's the mindset today. That's why some of you all can't see the law of his name. But it's still his name. His name is Yahweh. Yahweh, a Messiah. It's not a Greek pagan name, Jesus. That's a derivative of Jesus Christ. That is not. He is just Yahshua. And he is the Messiah, the anointed one of Yahweh. Yahweh's anointed in flesh. Yahweh is our Savior. He saves. He preordained. Before the earth was ever formed, he ordained. He ordained salvation. Yahweh did. Salvation belongeth unto Yahweh. He saved you because he wanted to save you. It was not what you said or what you did. It was what he had done. And now he brings us to the knowledge of that truth. You're not going to take away his glory. You call that repentance what we call. We said we were sorry. We went right back to sin. When a man repents, his heart is changed. And there's a deep sorrowfulness in there. Yahweh is near those of a broken heart. Man's heart is broken. He's near that one. And he saveth such. He causes one spirit to be contrite, that he repents. Salvation belongs to him. And he saves us. No one else. No one else. So it couldn't have been no other name to save us but him. Truth. He said, back in the beasts of the fields. Why? Because the watchmen, they are blind. This is a blind generation. And the blind lead the blind. And those blind fools that led you, they all fall into ditches like you. The blind lead the blind. Your own blind heart. Your own blind emotions. Your own blind feelings. And you fall into the quickfire of sin and darkness. Oh, there may be something I'm being harsh here, but that's all right. I'm concerned about your soul, woman. I don't care what they think. They will go to hell. I don't care if they think I'm harsh. You die your sins. They won't even think about that. Shouldn't speak to you that way. Good, I'm speaking to you that way. And can I tell you something? I won't take nothing back. I'm a preacher. I am a preacher. I don't care what the fools say about me. The fools. I'm a man of your way. That's what I am. And I've been birthed for this. What do you mean? Well, I've been birthed to love his name. And to call on his name. And to acknowledge his name. And I will do it. The rocks, you can shut your mouth, but the rock will cry out. Yeah, your heart been hard by your sin, but cry out in that name, Yahweh. It's a beautiful name. It's a precious name. No other name like that name. And the more I say it, the more I satisfy my heart. It is Yahweh, Yahshua, Messiah, HaMashiach, the anointed power of Yahweh, resting in that body. That's all right. He said, the watchmen, they are blind. I will show you what scripture says. They're ignorant and they're dumb dogs. They cannot bark, sleep lying down, and love to slumber. The dog loves to slumber, watch the dogs. You that love to slumber, you love to lie down, it's because there's a beast spirit there. I want all you daughters, I love all of you. I want that to be your reading every day, all this week and next week. Proverbs 31, verse 10 through verse 31. And find out what a woman is. Proverbs 31, 10 through 31. Every day, read it. Memorize the verses. And what a strength it is. He said, the dogs, they love down, they love to slumber and sleep. They see the sin and they won't bark. When I see sin, I'll bark. They don't care about sin. They don't care about corruption. A dumb dog, that's what that spirit will not say any. Keep it quiet. Until your soul is so submerged in sin, you can't get free from the power of that. That's a dumb, ignorant dog. That's that dog spirit today. It will not confront sin. It will not deal with the beastly nature of man today. But you always say, come beast. They're going to devour the land. They're going to consume everything. They're going to devour it. You say, yea, they're greedy dogs. They can never have enough. This generation, they can't have enough. They're never satisfied. And they are shepherds that cannot understand. Sure. Messiah is the chief shepherd. He understands all things. He ordained men to be shepherds. But this generation shepherd their own souls. They don't let nobody tell them anything. Say what you will or may. This is the generation that shepherds his own soul. They don't care what he always says. They say to hell with what he says. They can read it in scripture and they will still denounce it. They will still not love it. They don't acknowledge his truth. They reject his truth. He said they can't have enough. There are shepherds that cannot understand. And they look to their own way. Do you hear that? That's a dumb dog. They look to their own way. Every one of his gain for his own quarter. They're looking for their own gain. They're not concerned about Yahweh. They're not concerned about His name. They're not concerned about the integrity of His son. They're looking for their own gain. This is my son. This is my daughter. This is my mama, my daddy. They don't care about their sins. Their corruption. They justify them. They anoint them in their sins because they're dumb dogs. And that's the spirit of a dog. And Yahweh told us to beware of those. Beware of dogs. Beware of dogs. Beware of that spirit. When that spirit calls you to want to slumber, don't you not to identify sin? That's the spirit of a dog. It comes to devour you. That's what it is. It doesn't watch. That's what a shepherd does. He watches. And if you're a shepherd, you will watch. Watch. When there's got concern, they will watch. Their minds, their spirits, their own hearts. And we don't do that today. We don't watch our words, our mouths, our tongues. We say what we think, what we feel. Our feelings are so corrupt, so vile. They stench in the nostrils of Yahweh. We got our own self-righteousness, not according to the word of Yahweh. We condemn the just, we justify the wicked. We say the wicked are right, we condemn the just. You are an abomination unto Yahweh. You condemn the just truth of Yahweh, and yet you justify your own corrupt ways, your vile, evil ways. You are an abomination unto Yahweh. You make your ways right. All your ways seem pure in your own sight. And there's a way that seemed right to you. But then it's going to bring destruction. It's going to bring death. It's going to cause your soul to be turned away from Yahweh. You're not going to mock Him. You sow into the flesh. Be not deceived. Yahweh is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. If a man sow to the flesh, of the flesh shall he reap corruption. If a man sow to the Spirit, then we're not sowing to the Spirit. Why? Because the law of the Spirit tells us the laws of the Spirit. That's love and gentleness, meekness and kindness. That's a law for Yahweh above all things. He established a law for Him above all things. And you don't disdain. You don't have disdain for His name. You love His name. I'm going to love it. I love that name. I love it. The devil would love to stop me from saying it. Or capitulate and say, we'll go back to Jesus. No, I'm not going back to Jesus. Jesus, that name ain't got you nowhere. You're a liar. Say what you want to. It is your way. In all of our ignorance, He saved us. He just saved you. He wants you to understand that. And all of their ignorance out of Israel, out of Egypt, Israel, He brought them out of Egypt. You would think they'd have fallen on their faces down there and praised Him and blessed Him. He showed them great signs as He brought them over the Red Sea, and they didn't do a thing. They got over there and began to murmur and complain. That's all they did. They began to murmur and complain. We don't have bread. We don't have water. We don't have this. We don't have no garlic. We can't fry our fish. We can't have our Friday night fish fry. That's what they did. That's exactly what they did. Search the Scriptures. Search them. Then them, you think you have eternal life. And you're the ones that testify of Him. And you don't have no time for the Scripture. Time for shopping mall. And no time for Yahweh. Something's wrong in your soul. Time for your wicked sons and daughters, your wicked grandyoungers, your wicked husband and wife. But no time for Yahweh. Something is wrong. Time to lie the gospel, no time for Him. You don't love Him. They may be feeding their bellies, but they're not getting fed with any kind of spiritual food. And Yahweh's not going to feed anyone outside of His will. And that's the truth. You're going to have to desire Him above all things. That's the truth. There must be some men today that sincerely love Him. If there's only one, Father, send him to me. I will submit to him. And I'll know him when he comes. I'm not an arrogant man. You're arrogant, Pastor Roberts. Am I? Let the man come. And see, will I submit to him. I don't care the shades or the complexion of his skin. I just want to know the law in his mouth. And the words of his lips. That's all I want to know. This is a generation that will not submit to anything. It's wicked. No chance that Yahweh allow you to come and hear this truth tonight, woman. And that's the truth. You condemning me? No, I'm not condemning you. I'm telling you what it's going to take that you won't be condemned. That's what I'm telling you. This is a generation, an entire generation condemned on its way to hell. You don't have to believe me. All you've seen of this wickedness multiplied. And Lot vexed his righteous soul, hearing and seeing the filthy conversation daily of the wicked. And your soul has been vexed every day with the wickedness. No strength at all. And that's the truth. And so you always sent you to a man, you know him.
You ought to know the ones that labor amongst you. I didn't do you wrong. I didn't do anything against you. You know that. But these perverts I have, but I didn't. I did you right. And I'm still going to preach his name. Yahweh. Yahshua. You hear that? Yahweh. And don't let no pervert tell you it's anything else. Amen. Nothing else, you hold that. Amen. Yahweh. Even if you don't understand it, just hold on to it. Amen. Yahweh. That is his name. And it's an excellent, magnificent name. Got a name like it. Truth. I want to move quickly. The scripture says in Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 1. Move quickly. Some things I want to read. Jeremiah 15, verse 1. Then said Yahweh unto me. This is the prophet of Yahweh talking. Though Moses and Samuel stood before me, yet my mind could not be toward this people. They pled with Yahweh for the house of Israel. He said, my mind, this is Yahweh talking, could not be with this people. He said, cast them out of my sight. Let them go forth. Let them do what they want to. And it shall come to pass, if they say unto thee, whither shall we go forth? Then thou shalt tell them, thus saith Yahweh. What do I do, preacher? Where do I go? He says, such as are for death, to death, and such as for the sword, to the sword, and such as are for famine, to famine, and such as are for captivity, to captivity. Brought back under the same yoke and bondage of sin. He said the sword to destroy them, and they go from one famished place to another famished place. They go from one bondage to another. He says, such as what? For they have rejected the love your way. They have disdain for my servants. The prophets have cried out, and they say, stole the prophets. Amen. The men of Yahweh cross it, and they say, to hell with them. Cast them out of our sight. You're fools to sit here and think I'm preaching something wrong. You hold fast at your foolish ways. You're a fool. I say it with no shame. I don't care who you are. You're a fool. You jeopardize your soul, I would run. And that's the truth. Yahweh says this in verse 3. Does it say, and I will? You sure says that? He said, I will appoint over them four kinds. Says who? What it says in that text? Says Yahweh. That's his name. If you take nothing else back from here, you take that name and let it burn in your mind and your soul. Yahweh. And don't be ashamed to use it. Don't be ashamed of it. It's not a Hebrew name. That's his name. He spoke to Hebrew people. But what language did Messiah speak in? Hebrew. And he told the people the Father's name in Hebrew. And that name is the same wherever you go. If you go to Russia, it's still Yahweh. If you go to China, it's still Yahweh. If you go to India, it's still Yahweh. It never changed. Every language is the same. And Yahweh said, I'm going to point over them four kinds. That's what he's going to do. He said, the sword to slay them. And the dogs to tear them. So he's appointing that spirit, the dogs. He's causing them to tear. And they're tearing the people today. Dogs to tear them. And the fowls of the heavens and the beasts of the earth to devour them. This beast spirit today, it is the spirit of anti-Messiah. It's devouring the people. It devours their income, their ability to sustain. It devours them. It takes their substance of life, and they have no life in them at all. Without Messiah, you have no life. You don't have them dwelling in you, there's no life. And when Messiah comes, he identifies the Father, and he speaks of his Father. That's all he knows how to testify. He doesn't testify nothing else but the Father. And you can't say you know him, because if you know him, he testifies of his Father. And so in this dark age, he's revealing a light unto the people. He's going to have the preachers in the middle of Yahweh to stand up like heralds, and they're going to cry loud. And the Spirit of Yahweh will not reveal but any other name, and that's Messiah. And when he revealed Messiah's name, Messiah reveals the Father. He will testify nothing else. He will tell you everything Messiah said. He will lead you in that truth. Why? Because he was sent of the Father. And everything he spoke, he did everything that he saw the Father do. And all the works he did, they were of the Father, because the Father put the works in him. And that's the truth. He said, I'm going to pour the dogs over you, the fowls of the heavens and the beasts of the earth. And they're going to devour to destroy you. That's what he's going to do. He's going to cause them to destroy you. Psalms 22, verse 15 and 16. Do you not understand who this prophecy is about right here? This is what the dogs are doing today. This is a prophecy of Messiah. Psalms 22. Hear the word of Yahweh. For the Savior of your soul. It says in Psalms 22, verse 15. This is the prophecy of Messiah, Yahshua. He says this. He said, my strength, it dried up like a potsherd. And my tongue cleaved to my jaws. And thus thou hast brought me into the dust of death. This is Messiah. Do you hear that? This is Messiah prophesying. Why? Verse 16. For what? For dogs have what? Dogs have compassion. And that's what compassion Messiah, dogs, that day. And that's what's compassion today, dogs. And that's what's compassion this sinner today. That's why you've got to be aware of them. He said, for dogs have compassed me. They have encircled me. That's scripture. It's not what I'm saying. What's no physical dog? These are spirits here. That's why he tells you to beware of dogs and evil workers and confession. You watch the dogs. They have impure minds. They don't love truth. They don't love Yahweh. They don't know what he said. He said, you watch them. We're such an ignorant generation, we won't do that. We go right along with the dogs and let them lick them in our face and everything. I won't let a dog lick me in my face. We like the dogs to lick us. I don't too much like touching the old smelly hair. When I do, I wash my hands immediately. And Messiah said, for dogs now have compassed me. The assembly of the wicked have enclosed me. They pierce my hand and my feet. He said, who is that then? Is that Messiah? It's not. See, that's what the dogs do. They pierce him anew. That's what dogs constantly do to Messiah, sister. I'm not worried about the rest of them. Just talking. That's all they do, pierce him. They pierce his hand, didn't they? And they pierce his feet. And that's what the dogs are doing today. They're crucifying him anew again. That's what all the dogs are doing. They compass him. And they say, you're not the living one. And they kill him. And they're trying to crucify him. And that's why they're trying to eradicate this thing. That's why they come up with the Jesus and the Yeshus and the Yeshus and everything. His name is Yahshua. Yahshua. Messiah. He's not the Christ. He's not Christo. He's the Messiah. Every word that he speaks, that's his good. Isn't it? He said, the dogs have compassed me. And that's what they're doing. That's what the dogs are doing today around the assembly. Those that are in the body, they're compassing them. And they're looking for ways to devour them. He's going to lift up a standard. Listen to this. He says, they compass me, they pierce my hands and my feet. I may tell all my bones. They look and stare up at me. They just stare at me. They stare. They look. Now that's what they did to him, the dogs do. That's why he said, beware dog. Can I ask you a question? If you go to a place and there's a dog, you're not aware of that dog. If that dog is growling, are you aware of that dog? Do you not watch your distance from that natural dog? And so Yahweh wants to do with these spiritual dogs to their worst. I'd rather Shaka bite me than a spiritual dog. You want Shaka, they'll compass you. You want some dogs, if you're not careful, they begin to circle around you. I do it every time when I let them out, they begin to circle me. One will charge this way, one this way, but I can see that one as well as I can see that one. And so the dogs compass about him. And that's what you find. These dogs compassing about you today, whereby your spirit is inhibited to cry out, to pray, to acknowledge him, to believe him, to trust him. This generation doesn't trust the Father. That's why they all believe in God, but they all have their own definition of God. They all would tell you what God means, but who is this, quote, God? There's only one. He is monotheistic. There's only one. If there's one, he must have a name. True, sister. Let them hypocrites go to hell.
Hold on to your Jesus. Hold on to it. Once He reveals you the truth, too much is given, much is required. See, most folks today think that they don't think that they're sin like others. See, too much is forgiven, much is required. Too much is forgiven, they love much too. See, when He forgives you much, you love much. So that's why we carry the torch. I carry the torch. This is Messiah talking. How do I know? Verse 6:18, He said, They parted my garment amongst them, and they cast lots upon my vesture. Did they do that? Did they do that? So Paul said, beware of dogs. And the dogs compassed him. And the dogs is going to compass you today, saints. You better be aware of them. Where's daddy? You better be aware of daddy. It's mama. You better be aware of mama. It's son. You better be aware of son. The dogs. Now, you don't think it's yours. Hypocrite. You're going to hell. It's yours. An impure mind. No love for Yahweh. That's what they really want to do to you. Take any kind of thought of Him out of your mind. He does that with television and shopping and running and doing your own thing. That's not what Yahweh wants. He wants you to do His thing. That's what He wanted. He wanted to kill your flesh and destroy it because it's good for nothing. But nothing for a poor box. It's not even good for that. It's good for the maggots. That's all the flesh is good for the maggots. I'm telling you, your flesh is going to the maggots like Fred's. Yours too. It's going to the maggots. The skin worms are going to eat it. So the dogs compassion. What a scripture. The dogs compassion. I want to show you the spirit of these dogs now. I'm going to finish this. He said, the dogs cast compassion me. They parted my garments amongst them, and they cast lots of my vesture. He said, but be not thus far from me, O Yahweh. He said, because my strength haste thee to help me. Because he said his strength had dried up. This is Messiah. You look at that any way you want. You can look at it cross-eyed. You can look at it like an ignorant one. That's the prophecy of Messiah. He said, be my strength, Yahweh. The prophet says, be my strength, Yahweh. He didn't call on the Lords. He called on the Father. He said, be my strength. My strength has dried up. This is the prophecy of Messiah. And the dogs are about him, even today. The dogs are still in camp round about him. The dogs, they encircle him. You know, the scripture says in Proverbs, it is a true proverb that the dog returned back to his own vomit and a pig back to his own wallow. And that's what dogs do. They go back to the things of their own vomit, the puke of this world, the lust of this world. And their own vomit, the pigs go back to their own mind, their own stench and filth. They go back to the same old habits, the same old things. I don't want to do that, Father. I want to be a sincere man of Yahweh, if nothing else. I want to have a devoted heart unto the Father. And you start by as you're devoted unto Him when your heart truly wants to know Him. And you don't care about what things you have to abandon. You want to know the truth. It's the only truth. That He may bring us into that perfect fellowship with Him. And He started out by telling us His name. We've never known His name all these years, and now He's revealing His name. You've got to bow to Yahweh without afraid. Whether anyone walk away from Him, it makes you no different. I don't care if you turn and walk. That's what dogs do. And that's the truth. I'm not taking anything back. Scripture. They cast lots on His vestures. We'll see when He falls. We'll see if He's the real one. We'll see if He got what He says. Well, I've got the truth. And Messiah said, you are my strength, Yahweh. And that's my strength. I submit myself unto Almighty Yahweh. And I resist every power of hell. And the enemy shall flee. You're not going into the kingdom with the standard we're in right now. We're in a mess, saints. I'm telling you, you're in a mess. I don't care what you think of yourself. You think very highly of yourself, but you're in a mess. You sisters, you go to Proverbs 31 and see how many of y'all measure up to what a woman is. You go to there. You don't work willingly with your hands. I didn't like you here because you wouldn't work. You were good help. You were. I missed that. Nothing else. Good help. Always a willing hand. I could appreciate that. She was a good worker. Willing help. Always willing. She had a mood. She was always willing to work. You give anything to do, she would do it. Why so? Whatever makes no difference. You go to Proverbs 31 and see if you measure up to that. If you don't measure up to that, then you, honey, you better start measuring up. And that's the truth. That is a prototypical woman at the body. That's what that woman is.
She's a willing worker. She worked willingly with her hand. Today you work with your mouths. And that's what corrupts you. Evil communication corrupts glory. See, evil communication corrupts good matter. And that's why the matter of many today is so corrupt, because of the evil communication. Preach on, Pastor Robert. That's all right. You're preaching. That's what it does. And they don't see how corrupt their manner is because they continue in the evil communication. Yahweh said, I'm going to send the dogs for them. And the dogs are going to tear them. Be not far from me, Yahweh. Don't be far from me, Father. My strength, hasten thee to help me. As the dog returned to his vomit, so a fool returned back unto his folly. As a dog returned to his vomit, so does the fool return back to his folly. When you will go back to the folly and the frivolous things that they produce anything, then you know you're a fool. As a dog returned to his vomit, so a fool returned back to his folly. Things that granted you no peace, no strength, no anointing. We're living in such a terrible time today. There's such deceit, saints. If the righteous, Sister Dean, hear me. You never hurt me. If you think you're righteous, look that word up tonight. If the righteous, scarcely. We don't believe that. Naked. Where should the unholy and the filthy, the wicked appear before Yahweh? And all of your striving, nothing you do is going to cause you to make it. See, we got to have faith in what He's done. We got to have faith in what He's done. And Messiah came to let us know who the Father was and His name too. Religion has kept us from that. That's what religion has. That's why it's so perverted today. That's why religion is so perverted, because it's kept us from the true and the living Yahweh. And every last one of you have thought about God in your own meaning, what He is to you. There's only one defined definition of who He is. He's the mighty El. He's the Almighty One. You say, well, I don't believe God would do that. Well, Yahweh would do that. And so we've all defined Him in our own way, in our feelings, our emotions, in our race, in our ethnicity. And He's far from that. In our wealth, our poorness, we've all defined Him. You don't believe me, make me a lie. You go out there and ask people, who is God? And they will all give you a definition of who God is. You say you know the true one, then why do you walk in sin and lies and rebelliousness if you say you know the one? Tell me, is He able to keep you? All right, then why do you do the things you do then? Is He your Father? Then what is His name then? He has a name. And Father is not a name. That is just one of the attributes of His name. Yahweh. That's one of the attributes of His name. The scripture says in 2 Peter. Let me move quickly. 2 Peter, Kafa. 2 Kafa, chapter 2, verse 20. I want to read this quickly. 2 Peter 2:20. Look at what this says. This astounds me as what Yahweh puts in this book. Although man in his all his corruption, don't say he hasn't corrupted this, and his writings have corrupted it. And that's the truth. And so that's why we're going to have to be spiritual sons and daughters. And that's what the enemy is perverting you, trying to prevent you from doing, saints, to be spiritual. We got to walk in the Spirit. 2 Peter 2, verse 20. For if after they, we now, you, me, have escaped, no, Yahweh gave me this message this morning. As I awakened this morning, I began to, as I went to bed last night, I was looking at the spirit of dogs and what Yahweh meant when He talks about dogs and their corruption. See, dogs don't want no judgment now. They don't want you to judge them. A dog doesn't want you to judge them. I will show you in Scripture. It says, for if they have escaped the pollution, for if after they have escaped the pollution. I looked that word up in the lexicon. Now, I want to read what it says. Pollution. If we have escaped the pollution, that which defiles, but this is the definition that it didn't trouble me, but it opened my awareness. One in his intercourse with the unholy mass of mankind. That his fellowship, his dwelling is with mankind. And he walks in the carnality of flesh. Now that's what it is. That's the pollution of the world.
And Yahweh said, I brought you out of that. What you've escaped at, listen, of the world, through the knowledge of the Master and Savior, your true Messiah, and there again, entangle, you get involved. You begin to get involved with entangled therein, and overcome the latter, it is worse than with them than the begetting. Peter says in verse 21, for it had been better for them to have not known the way of righteousness than after they have known it to turn from the holy commandments delivered unto them. Better you never heard it than to turn your heart from the commandments of your way. Better. He says in verse 22, but it has happened unto them according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit again. When they turn and become entangled with the word, they're dogs. I don't know what you think. True proverb. The dog has returned to his own vomit again. And the sow that was wise to her wallowing in mire. Proverbs 26:11. That's what he quoted. That's what he quoted. That's the true proverb. The true proverb. Once you get a knowledge of this truth and you turn and go and become involved with mankind, that your lust and your love is for the things of this life. Any man that has the love of the world in him, the love of the Father is not in him. That's just it. You don't have the love of the Father in you. Your aspirations are the things of this life. You have no love of Yahweh in you. Because you are deceived. You think you're going to live forever. You're not. Every last one of you is so close to death right now for this body ceasing from this realm of life. You're close to it. Now check your heart. As Evangel Hall would tell us all the time, if Messiah was coming now, what would you do to change to get it right before he comes? And that just shows us how right we are. And so that's why Yahweh, it pleased him by the foolishness of preaching. And this wicked world saying no preaching. But it pleased the Father by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Because this world in their wisdom, they knew not Yahweh. And people today don't know not Yahweh. They know God now. But they don't know Yahweh. They don't know Him. Truth. That is His name. Yahweh. Beautiful name, son. Beautiful. Beautiful name. No other name like it. You say, preacher, it has nothing to do with me. Well, let me read this Revelation. Chapter 22, verse 14. It has nothing to do with the physical dog now. Revelation 22, verse 14. Hear the word of Yahweh. Yohanan, as he saw the great revelation of Yahweh, he says, Revelation 22, verse 14, blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have a right to the tree of life, and that they may enter in through the gates of the city. And he tells you, for without outside now are dogs. The first one he calls it, doesn't he? I would rather deal with a sorcerer than a dog. I would. He said, without a dog, I'd rather deal with a whoremonger. He said, sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever love to make a lie. They that love to practice lies. They that pretend that they are right and they're not right. That's a practicing of a lie. For outside the kingdom, in the kingdom, there are no dogs. He said, outside are dogs. Why that spirit? You think you're talking about a four-footed beast? You're talking about men of impure minds. Unclean spirit. Because they have heard the truth and they have gone back to the world. They say, to hell with your way. That's what they say. They cast them out of their minds. You get their minds over the television and lust of this life. And those things pollute you. Corrupt your sons and your daughters. Corrupt you. Because you will not speak the truth. You will not stand against that trash. It's wrong. It's not of Yahweh. It's wicked. I don't care if it's your mama, your grandpappy. It's still wrong. You're going to feed your soul unto damnation with that poison. It's going to destroy you, your children. That ain't no love. You can't tell me that's love. You love Pastor Robert. I love to tell you the truth. Preaching is not some little sermonette that you get that satisfies your wicked flesh or make you feel good. It deals with the sins of this generation, the people of Yahweh. It's the living water that washes away the sins of a man. And you must hear that. We can't continue to walk in the way we've walked. We have not produced anything of life. Look at your life and tell me the power of life that's in you. There's nothing there. Nothing that is worth of anything. We produce death and sin and corruption. That's all we produce. And this wicked world will tell you, you're all right. You're not all right. We are not all right. We got a righteous. We're going to scarcely make it. You're going to scarcely. You understand that? And where shall the wicked ones, where are they going to appear? And we're not doing much to press into the kingdom. That's the truth. See, that's why he's going to put you under the fire. You're going to find out what's in you. Fire is a true test. I bless you always for the fire. Fire is a true test. And that's what he is, a consuming fire. He's not this little prissy thing that they've made out to be God. He's Yahweh. That's why the world hates that name, Yahweh. They hate Yahshua. They do. Religious world. They hate it. For without are dogs. For without. And sorcerers. Dogs. They love to slumber. They cannot bark. They look after their own. Their own little thing. Their own little world. That's all they do. That's what a dog does. It doesn't care about the things of Yahweh. Now the sheep do. The sheep do. But not dogs. Them dogs don't care about nothing. You all don't believe me. When I feed them tomorrow, I will cut those sausages in half. They don't chew. They go. I was out there one day and Brother Dale said, God. You said, throw your. Just swallow it whole. That's what they do. And they feel their guts until they can't eat no more. Then they puke. Then they lick it back up. Dog. Dog. And oh, sorry, no use to washing, huh? This generation, no use trying to clean it up. They go back and wallow. And they're on mire. Go to close here. That I shall do, son. I will preach to Yahweh's house. And I love you enough to tell you the truth, son. Amen. That's why I will. I want to close here. The scripture says in Matthew chapter 7. I want to begin reading at verse 1. Judge not, that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. And what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. Listen now, and he said, now why beholdest thou the mote in thy brother's eye, but consider it not the beam that is in thy own eye? That's this generation. They don't consider their sin. They can point out everyone else's sin. They're a little small in fraction. But they don't see their hatred. They don't see their wickedness. I will show you why. Well, how would thou say to thy brother, let me pull the mote out of thy own eye, and behold, the beam is in thy own eye? That's what he did. That's what she did. But you have the beam in your own eye. First of all, he said, you're a hypocrite. He said, first, cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and thou shalt see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. And he said, once you do that, you understand that. He said, give not that which is holy unto the dogs. What a man judge. How do you know a dog? How do you know that dog spirit? And that's what scripture says. You want to fight with your way. He said, give that which is holy unto the dog. Neither cast ye your pearls before swine. At least they trample them under their feet and turn again and rent you. Now that's the power and the spirit of a dog and a swine. They trample the word of Yahweh under their feet and they turn against you. And this generation is one that turned against you. You speak any kind of truth to them, they turn. They become very, very violent in their attack. And so you always say, when you get yourself cleaned up, you will be able to identify a dog. And you will begin to speak those things to dogs. You will not even carry on a cover. You will not be involved in their way because you know they're dogs. That ain't love. You don't even know love, hypocrite. I say it like that. You don't know love. For Yahweh so loved the world. And this world still despises his son. They hate him. They hate the name of Yahshua. And they don't even like the name Jesus. Bunch of hypocrites and liars. They find some way to participate in the pagan way. Now she's going to be smothered with that this year. The pagan holidays. You know, at least here you can pray when you want to, nothing else. Even when you don't feel like it, you can pray. You got liberty to pray whether you want to or not. You can. The world doesn't permit you, as Brother Jermaine said to me. It won't allow you to do it, sir, Pastor Robert. You can pray. And this pagan thing, folks will find some way to participate. And they say, I love Jesus. They don't even love that Jesus. They don't. Because it's pagan. The rituals are pagan. It's a pagan thing. It's pagan. And when you get this anointing of the fire in you, because you like judgment, you know judgment. You will know how to judge a dog or a swine because you don't care about them judging you. You know in that judgment there's correction there. Anytime a man despises judgment, he doesn't like correction. Anytime your daughters despise judgment, you don't like correction. And Yahweh doesn't even deal with you because he's a Yahweh of judgment. And that is the power of his reign because he judged. And any king has the power to judge. That's his strength because he can judge. He makes the decisions and not you. And so he said, give not that which is holy unto dog. What is a dog? What is this dog spirit today? It's one that slumber. It can't, there's no love for the things of Yahweh. It loves the things of the world. He said, don't give that which is holy unto a dog. And don't give those precious gems unto swines. For they're going to turn and they're going to rent you. They're going to come against you. They'll speak against you. They'll come against you. They will judge you falsely. They will speak against you falsely. And this is a generation that does that. That's why I won't let that boy speak to me like that. A little boy like that 17 years ago to holler this man of Yahweh that watched over his little butt and looked after him and the death is dead. That's why this boy is going to talk to me. They have no fear. They speak evil of dignities. They don't care. They don't believe the Yahweh ordained men today. If you don't believe that, throw this whole book in the... It ain't worth a nigger worth a rat's piss. It don't mean nothing. And you're a fool for your father. Any precept of it. Yeah. You can look at me wild and crazy. Look, they looked at him that way. They didn't like what he said. They didn't like what he said so much that they all turned their back and didn't follow him. They all turned their back on him. He told them, eat my flesh and drink my blood. He said, Peter, let me wash your feet. He said, no, not mine. He said, if I don't do it, you have no part with me. They all turned their back and walked away. So I'm not offended at that. I'm not offended, not one bit. Not at all. Telling you the truth. I'm in court, as I said to my wife. I said to the Lord, you always do what he intends to do in this house for his people, only his people. That's it. I'm not concerned about nothing else. And that's I'm drawing one out back. Yahweh doesn't keep you, you're not going to be kept. This world has a tremendous power. And it's in its kingdom authority over people. I'm going to tell you, Ostia was wrong. It's the television. That's going to destroy the souls. That is how the demons are imparted into your children, into your mind, to your spirit. Whereby there's no love for the Father. You can't spend no time with him. You can't talk with him. You can't do nothing. That's his kingdom power. That's his scepter. Now, Yahweh's scepter is his rod and his staff to correct you. That's the power of the kingdom. The folks say they love their children. They set them down. They fill them with demons, their minds, with every kind of satanic power. That they're liars. I don't care what you say. You can talk. You can cast. You can say you talk. You can say what you want to. They don't love their children. They don't love them. I don't care what you say. They give them over to the powers of this world, of this age, and this hour to train them up, to bring them up, to bring the spears and all that. They don't love them. The rap music and all that. He intends you to come out from among them. He wants us to be separate from this wicked world. He doesn't want us to love this wickedness. It pollutes you. It destroys any identity of him. And that's what he wants. That's the truth. That's the truth. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, then the love of Yahweh is not in that man. For all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Well, tell me you love him if you love the world. You can't love him. You can't love him. You don't, I don't care what you say. Your sons and your daughters, your pride, you don't love him. You can't speak the truth to them about their sins and their wickedness. You don't even love them. You don't have no love in your heart. You're a liar. You're full of lies and all. You speak the truth. You don't have they will separate from you. You speak the truth to them. They will separate from you. They will not want your fellowship. Because you don't have no truth in you. Because you don't love Yahweh, you can't speak it. And they love you because you have nothing in you. You begin to speak against their sins. They will separate from you. They will have no love for you. They won't want you. He said, you want the righteous and the wicked. He said, you want the wicked man that he turned from his sin. You want the righteous that he don't turn away from his righteousness. But if he turned away from his righteousness, he said, I'm going to put a stumbling block there. That's what Yahweh said. That's him. That's the Father. He's going to put something like that. And they're going to fall down headlong into sin. He's not playing with this wicked world. You trod on the foot the Son of Yahweh. You spat on him. Pierce him asunder his side. That's what the dogs do. They pierce him. They cast lots for him. They compass about him. I believe the truth. And somewhere there must be someone preaching. Father, if I'm not moving, take my life, kill me, Father. I mean that. Move me out of the way, Yahweh. Send them out of Yahweh. These be your children. Send someone here that's preaching them the truth. I mean that from all my heart. I mean that. I have nothing to live for but to live for him. Because I know I'm going to die. And when you get that in your spirit, you realize that. When you wait for this hope by the Spirit, you don't wait about what things you see. We wait on the hope of this promise by the Spirit. We wait by the Spirit. We don't wait by the flesh, what we see, what we're looking at. And that's why folks are losing heart today, because they don't love Yahweh. And Brother Ray said to me, Yahweh intends for us to do a certain thing, and these folks don't believe it. They just don't see it. Why? Because they don't love him enough to believe what he says. That's the truth. I ain't going to change a thing. And one thing at all, he's going to take that. The foolishness of preaching. Man like that get no purse by and look foolish up here, but that's all right. He's going to take the foolishness of preaching to save you that believe. It ain't coming no other way. No other way. He used preachers. That's how it's going to be done. Not about your mom or your daddy. It's going to be done by preaching. That's what it's going to be done. Mom and daddy, they patronize with your sins. You always won't do that. A preacher won't do that. He will tell you your sins and your wickedness. He will tell you your unclean ways. May Yahweh help us all. The strength I need it. I'm going to press on. I find my consolation in the Word. That's where I find it. That's where I find it. In this truth. I know it's the truth. It is the truth. So I warn you tonight, beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers and concision. Yeah, beware of dogs. You better watch the dogs now. They can pass you about. And the dogs do watch, all right? That's what a dog does. You don't see how these dogs watch you all out here? You come up here, they're barking. You walk out at night, they're watching. That's what dogs do. That's the truth. May he give us strength and peace to press on. And our hearts delight in him, and in that name, your way. That's his name. And you love it. You love it and you bless that name. This wicked generation always say, well, that's Hebrew. Isn't that something? It's not Hebrew, that's just his name. They were just given to us in Hebrew, it's still his name. Then what about Netanyahu? Do you take that away? No. What about Perez? What about Arafat? Do you take that away? No. That's his name, your way. Amen. That's the Father's name. Amen. Well, if it's not his name, what is the Father's name? Tell me his name. If it's not Yahweh, what is it? Is it Lord? It's your way. Amen. That's his name. Tell me the Father's name then. Tell me, is it Jehovah? If it's Jehovah, then Messiah, then it's Jehovah too. Tell him his name. Come on. That's his name. Yahweh. It's a beautiful name. It's the expression of him. The expression of him. No beginning and no end. Yahweh. And every name that he gave unto the patriarch, they all glorified him. As I look up these names, they all signify Yahweh. His blessings, his anointing, his coming, not just a God. The pagan king, their names signify their gods. That's why they changed them to Ramses. Ramses, that's the Egyptian name. Why that hasn't changed? And that name was before Messiah. Why hasn't that changed? Why hasn't the name Dagon changed? Why hasn't the name Moloch or Mokam or Ashtaroth? Why haven't they changed? Foolishness. Yeah, he spoke to a people that were Hebrew. If he had spoke to an English people, it was, you know what? Can I tell what his name would have been if he spoke to an English people? Yahweh. Still Yahweh. That would have been Chinese? Yahweh. Japanese? Yah. What a change. The scriptures are for them. It's just like it is for you. Yah. I am, son. You'll come on with nothing but truth. If you take nothing else back, you take that back. May he bless you. I'm encouraged, saints. You'll be encouraged. Just be encouraged. Just be faithful unto him. He is. He's the great king.